First of all, we're happy to hear you on deck. How's everything going out there?
As well as can be expected. I mean, you know, it's like, you know, how are you in what department of hell? And is it as hot as it, you know, it is, you know, everywhere? You know, prison is hell.
Right on.
So,
right on.
But, you know, other than that, you know, we're still struggling. And I'm doing pretty well for a geezer.
Hey, man, you're the coolest geezer we know. We're here live on Black Power Media. We have Mark Taylor, Julia Wright, Dr. Jared Ball, and, of course, Johanna. And this is Kalonji. And we're absolutely happy to have you on with us today. We were talking about the archives over at Brown, and we wanted to know, you know, how do you feel about it?
Well, it was a surprise. And, you know, once I heard about it, I was, like, cool with it. They expressed a desire for that. I didn't, like, crack on them. In point of fact, Johanna, who was an undergraduate at Brown, as the story goes, was very active in her undergraduate years protesting against the university and their... she wanted more inclusion with Black and Latino students and other issues, and they contacted her and said they wanted her papers from the protest era. She was fine to recruit them and turn them over, and then she said, I have something you might be interested in. And when she explained that she had over 40 boxes of my property, I'm told that the archivist she was talking to almost fell off of her chair. And she was like, what? She explained what it was. She said, we're interested. So, you know, the rest is history, so to speak. You know, it is what it is.
This is a call from Pennsylvania State Correctional Institution, Mahanoy. This call is subject to recording and monitoring.
I am told that this is the beginning of their mass incarceration collection. Given the rates and stage of mass incarceration at the beginning of the middle of the 21st century, that should be one hell of a collection. There are millions in prisons in America. More than anywhere else in the country. So there's a lot of room and a lot of data to be archived, and I'm glad to be a part of the process.
Right on, right on. Well, we're glad to have you on deck. We have a few other hosts. I don't know if they want to ask you anything or say anything. I think everyone's all happy and astonished and grateful to hear your voice this morning.
Well, yeah, everybody should be able to.
You know, I like surprising people sometimes. I think, you know, some people were surprised by the story. So,
no doubt.
C'est la vie.
Well, I'm reading all of these messages that you're getting from the audience.
Somebody saying something?
Yeah, this is Dr. Johanna said she's reading all the messages that you're getting from the audience, and she's happy to hear. She was just getting an echo, I believe, but yeah.
Okay. All right.
Right on, right on, right on. Anyone else, any comments?
Yeah, I just wanted to emphasize from the chat room, we get these chat lines that come across the bottom of our screen.
Well, Julia Wright, who's been with me for longer than we both want to admit, but I have not heard her voice or seen her joyous face in too long, and you know, we're old friends and
yes,
come from movement families, and
yes,
I greet her.
Yes, yes, we will see.
Mark, I usually contact and communicate with him at least weekly.
This Friday.
You know, we're old friends, and you know, I think we've grown grayer in this movement.
This is a call from? Pennsylvania State Correctional Institution, Mahanoy. This call is subject to recording and monitoring.
Thank you for your questions, comments, and contributions.
Right on. We love you, brother. What can we do for you to assist in your plight at this point?
You can do for me with every, especially in prison, but even non-imprisoned black writer wants. Read my stuff.
Right on.
Because it's written for readers. It ain't written for me. And, you know, I have fun writing it. And I just hope people have fun reading it.
Oh yeah, definitely, absolutely. We're gonna definitely post more of your material on the platform and make sure that as far as the book club, you're the next up. How about that?
That sounds like a plan. Thank you.
Right on. We appreciate you for sure. Johanna, anyone else want to say anything?
Just please pass greetings from one of his biographers, Todd Stephen Burroughs is in the building, sending his greetings. I, of course, send my own and apologize to you publicly, Mumia, for only writing a handful of times over the years. But it's an honor to hear from you always. So thank you very much and continued struggle and support and good health.
I couldn't hear anything.
Okay, just pass on some of that, please.
I'll translate. Dr. Ball said Dr. Todd Burroughs Stevens, one of your biographers, is in the audience. He wanted to shout you out, and also he wanted to thank you for all your work throughout the years, and he apologizes, this is Dr. Ball, for not writing you more often. And I just did a hell of a translation piece, so you know, some of that.
Good enough. Thank you very much.
Thank you, folks. That's great.
Give my greetings to Brother and Dr. Burroughs, and keep up the good work.
Right on. Dr. Hernandez, you said something?
No, I'm just reading the messages that people are sending to me are just beautiful. Someone said, hold your head, hero. Then we have someone here saying, read Mumia today, tomorrow, and every day. I just think you guys should read these beautiful messages.
Mm-hmm. Right on. Could you, did you hear Dr. Fernandez?
I heard. No, I did not.
Okay. She was telling us, there are people in the chat right now that are saying, hold your head up. We love you, Mumia. Your freedom is our freedom. They're saying, read Mumia today and tomorrow and every day. It's about 200 something people in the chat right now, and different folks are commenting and expressing their love and gratitude for you. Mm-hmm. So, you know, on behalf of them, I just want to say, man, it's a wonderful day, and we look forward to seeing you walk from behind those gates.
And there should be England.
Making those comments, I hope you hear me clearly as I can make this. I believe and I know that love is the most powerful force in our universe. It is energy that is raw, that cuts through everything. I know it, I felt it, I feel it. And if I could say this to our greater black community, just, you know, keep loving each other. The love keeps us in this creation. So, keep on loving, and everything else will fall into its place.
Right on. Definitely, again, we appreciate your words. I'm going to try to, I'm realizing I have these headphones on. Can you all hear?
Yeah, okay. We hear him.
I'm going to try to say something now. Yeah. Anyone out there? I don't know if this is, Mumia can hear you from here.
Could you tell Mumia
this is, I think, a positive and a tremendous opportunity. And if you were surprised, then welcome to the party, because so was I. I thank Johanna for offering it. And, you know, it gives me a stretch beyond this institution to another institution. You know, one is a life-taking institution. The other is a life-expanding institution. Guess which one I prefer. You know, prison is a death place. It's a necro place. Libraries and archives are places where, you know, our ancestors rest between arms of leather, and their ideas are immortalized in these archives and in these libraries. We can go and we can read James Baldwin. We can read Eldridge Cleaver, Huey Newton. And I'm glad to kind of join this library of elders.
Right on, right on. Man, I'm going to keep it honest with you, Mumia. I'm sitting here and I'm all nervous asking you questions. I'm looking at folks like, jump in, because as I mentioned earlier, if I was to give anybody credit for my work or getting involved, it was due to a poster for a rally that I saw about your case back in 86, 87. And, you know, I grew up in movement, but that right there, you know, really pushed it over, along with, like I said, the Asada posters, Wanted posters, the Joanne Chesimard posters I saw in Bridgeport, Connecticut. But seeing that poster of you about a rally in New York that I knew I had to go to, I was like 15, 16 years old. That really pushed it over the thing. And I wanted to say that to you because I've had several convos with you, but I don't think I ever expressed that. And I'm very grateful. And I feel like, you know, I need you to know that you are a hero to many of us, you know, and we are very grateful.
Thank you, brother. Yes. I just want to say that you have to think about the power, right, of a poster.
Yes.
We don't think about that, especially now in this, you know, multimedia age and, you know, the synthetic news that we have that's flashing through the air. But a poster is a piece of art that projects a revolutionary idea that is received by a 15-year-old, right? Mm. And it changes the trajectory of one's life. I say that because there was a time I was that 15-year-old.
Yes.
A sister named Andrea gave me a copy of the Black Panther newspaper. And another sister gave me a copy of Rampart's magazine, and my mind was promptly blown. And
you have 1 minute left.
When I saw those brothers and sisters in Cali, I knew that I had found home.
Right.
And I joined the Black Panther Party, and even though we didn't have one in Philly, we built one in Philly. So the power of a poster, the power of a newspaper, the power of a magazine is what? The power of communication to communicate transformative ideas to people and change the trajectory of their lives, hopefully for the better. So we're doing that right now.
Yes, sir.
We're here. I thank you all, right, for being there. And it's just another form of communication between hearts, souls, and minds. I thank you all. I wish I could hug and kiss your whole panel.
Soon.
And hug and kiss the people in the audience. I thank you all. I love you all. On the move.
On the move.
Long live John Africa. Long live France Fanon. Long live revolution.
Yes,
thank you for using Securus. Goodbye.
Love.
Yes, power.